This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, joined by my colleague Bill Roggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a senior fellow. He keeps the Long War Journal. And we're looking at Taliban. Taliban claiming credit for two districts in the northern province of Baghlan. Taliban in Kabul pointing fingers at ISIS, saying ISIS did the bombing of the Boys and Girls School, leaving many casualties. Taliban right now saying the U.S. reneged on its promise to be gone by May 1st, and therefore, Bill, a very good evening to you. All these dots can be connected. So let's start in the Baghlan province, northern province, the claim of two districts. Is there any change here in the pattern? This is what you've been reported for weeks. The Taliban is moving in as the U.S. withdraws. Is that what we're going to see in these next months? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Not a very good evening in Afghanistan. There's a lot of violence going on right now. What we're seeing and what we saw in Baghlan last week, it's a province in the Afghan north. And keep in mind, this is where the Afghan government should be its strongest, and it isn't. The Taliban overrun, they took over a couple of bases, probably the final military outposts in these two districts. They overran them. The Afghan forces were either captured or retreated. Taliban captured 30 Afghan soldiers during this. And yeah, this is just really more of the same of what we've seen over the years. When I first started reporting on what the Taliban actually controlled, and I was really the first person to start doing this, the U.S. military even wasn't doing this. I had someone when it was Resolute Support in 2015 asked me how I was doing this. And my response to the U.S. military was, you're not doing this. You're not looking to see who controls what in Afghanistan when you're putting U.S. forces in the field. It was quite eye opening, but I wasn't surprised. I just was more disgusted. But what we've seen is just a gradual Taliban takeover of these remote districts. And U.S. commanders have dismissed this because they've said, well, it's not a big deal. They don't control the cities. Meanwhile, the Taliban is following a classic guerrilla strategy of taking over the rural areas to ultimately overrun cities, which they have done a couple of times, and then they abandon them because U.S. military is there. Well, guess what? The U.S. military is no longer there. The Taliban, you know, everyone's talking about what's happening in Afghanistan is that this is some kind of massive Taliban offensive. To me, this is just more of the same of the Taliban's incremental gains. And I don't think we've seen the Taliban offensive yet. I think when we see it, it's going to be something that's really going to be eye-opening. You might watch one, two, three cities fall all at once, the Taliban taking over provinces. Look, they're poised to do this, particularly in the south. And the fact that it's happening in the north is in areas like Baghlan and Kunduz and Takhar, provinces where the Afghan military, the Afghan government should be strong. It should be very eye-opening to the U.S. military, to the Afghan government, which has been very dismissive of the Taliban attacks and saying we're going to be victorious. So, I think we're just, you know, the U.S. is still there. So the Taliban is still going to be a little hesitant on, you know, going for it while the U.S. still has capability in country. I think we're really going to see that. The U.S. should be out by sometime in July, according to the U.S. military, and I think that's really when we're going to see the real fireworks.
The Taliban, whoever this is blaming ISIS for the horrific bombing in Kabul. As I understand, they use that old style of Al-Qaeda, ISIS. There was a big bomb outside, a VBIED. People rushed, and then there were two smaller bombs that were guaranteed to take casualties. The Taliban is saying ISIS did that. Do we have any confirmation of that?
We don't, John. And, you know, the Taliban is always going to deny involvement in any type of attack that kills a lot of civilians. You know, it's possible that this was the Islamic State. You know, at the time we're discussing this, there is no claim by the Islamic State. The listeners should be reminded that the Islamic State would be very happy to claim the most minor attack if it had a modicum of success. It hasn't done so in at least a day after an attack like this. I wouldn't be shocked if the Islamic State came out and claimed it. But there's another thing going on here, John. And the United Nations hinted at this in its last report on the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. It noted that it believes that the Qani network, which is, of course, one of the more powerful arms of the Afghan Taliban, that it's allowing the Islamic State to operate and conduct these high-profile attacks in order to give it the Taliban plausible deniability. So basically what they're saying is that some parts of the Islamic State that are launching these deadly attacks are basically cutouts for the Taliban. The Islamic State is conducting, you know, these attacks for the Taliban in order to sow disorder, cause mass casualties, delegitimize the Afghan government, but without putting the Taliban stamp on it. So I give a lot of credence to this theater, to this theory. People in the intelligence and military, not just here in the United States, but in other countries that I speak with, also put a lot of credence to the United Nations theory. And let's face it, the United Nations doesn't come out and say this unless they have some evidence to back it up. It's very interesting. The spiraling out of control violence benefits the Taliban and helps hurt the Afghan government. And therefore, the Taliban bears some measure of responsibility for this.
Bill, it's mid-May. The estimation is the U.S. military withdrawal could be by mid-July, as you say, maybe later. But in any event, do you expect this same pattern to continue for the next 8 weeks, the encroachment of the center of the state as they pick off provinces and districts and repeated violence in Kabul itself in order to panic the population? Is that what we can expect?
I completely agree, John. This is a very astute observation. Great question. I think this is exactly what we're going to see until the U.S. forces leave. Because keep in mind, the U.S. has launched some airstrikes in Helmand and Kandahar. And despite that, the Taliban seized control of the second largest dam in Afghanistan late last week. It is in the district of Shawali Kot, which is right outside of Kandahar City. So now they control the water to the province. I went through and looked at what the updating the map that I keep, and I think every district but one inside Kandahar is now contested by the Taliban. It's just a matter of time before they flip the switch. The Afghan military has to make a decision, the Afghan government. Are they going to try and defend all of the country and have its military defeated in detail, which means be defeated piece by piece? Are they going to try and consolidate what they have and secure areas that they should be able to secure and then fight the Taliban? That would mean abandoning large areas of the south and east to the Taliban. But that's what we're going to find out over the next several weeks and months. But once the U.S. is gone, once those airstrikes that are provided by the U.S. military and all the other logistical and tactical support from special operations forces, once that's gone, I expect the Taliban to start making its push for control of the south and east and then moving northward towards or to the center into Kabul.
Quickly, Bill, in Defense One, it's reported that you have reported at FTD's Long War Journal, 407 districts in Afghanistan, Taliban control 78, contest another 193. Is that up to date or is that out of date now, Bill? We have about a minute.
Yeah, so that was earlier in the week, and I was going back and updating this. Basically what I do, I update when I get news that comes in and it's obvious, I'll update to change the status. I'm in the process of rolling through for the ones that are under the covers. And for instance, in Kabul province, I just updated, I believe there's 14 districts there, 9 of them, which I didn't have as contested, are now contested. So it's a little out of date. It's looking worse than I actually have it on that map right now.
So what we have is a continuing updating as they take control of districts, drive out the Afghan National Army, and the U.S. withdrawal is the predicate for this. It's not an offensive. It's just the same pattern that we've seen for years accelerated. Bill Raggio, he's a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleague Tom Jocelyn and their colleagues keep the Long War Journal, which will be a chronology of the tears of these next weeks as the U.S. leaves a country that right now is not defending itself adequately. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.